Fire up the hotline. We might as well.
Trump!
And we go. Do we have you, sir?
Yes, Mr. President, the radio is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
And let me tell you, good morning, Texas.
Good morning.
The Donald.
Texan in spirit.
Yes.
Texan in spirit.
Right.
Texan in spirit.
Good morning, America and America's work. We're never finished. We're very busy here.
Yes.
Tremendously busy, but we still, we still might as well, Trump.
Might as well.
Your weekly Trump date.
Mm-hmm. Not the Trump date.
Trump date.
Yeah.
Yes.
And people, let me tell you, people have been saying, Mr. President, first of all, I love you. And then secondly, they tell me this, they say this, they come up to me, just all people everywhere. They say, I really love this weekly Trump date that you do on the radio.
Wow, I had no idea.
Nice feedback.
Or whatever they call radio now, because it's so many different things, isn't it? We can listen everywhere all the time.
Doing everywhere.
Tremendous things with streaming. Not a podcast. This
not
is
a podcast.
Not a podcast.
Uh-uh.
Not a podcast.
Not a podcast.
That is correct, sir.
But people tell me they love this thing. Every Tuesday, roughly around the general time, not to be totally specific, but 7:47.
Roughly.
Sometimes it's late.
Sometimes.
Why are these songs so long sometimes?
That's what...
songs.
By minute. It was
tremendous. Highest ratings of the show, too. Why would you ever need a second date update when you've got a Trump date?
There you go. All in one.
Not a podcast.
Not a podcast.
Tremendous things with cowgirls and closets, aren't we?
No.
Yes, we are doing tremendous things.
Of course, people are listening because I'm always listening to you.
Oh, to the show? Nice.
Certainly not. No, I have people listening. Of course, the FCC, just reminding you.
Yeah.
Don't go Jimmy Kimmel on me anytime soon. Not a podcast. We could shut you down. Then you would become a podcast, of
That's
course.
What would happen.
Try and control ourselves.
Yeah, I'm only kidding. No one listens to this show.
Okay.
Maybe a few. Maybe a few. We're too busy, aren't we, continuing our work here. We're trying to do so many things right now, but the government is shut down.
Right.
Shut down.
Yeah. Not doing it.
Government shut down.
Yes. Shut down. Not showing up for work, these people. But even then, I've gotten a team of scientists and the top researchers, the most brilliant minds you can think of.
Really?
These people are so smart.
Yeah.
These people.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out every hidden meaning in the new Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Showgirl.
I think. Album.
Where the government resources are going.
Dug in.
And I found more money, more problems.
Is that right?
Yes.
It turns out.
And that is why I'm opening, I'm sure you've heard about this.
Yeah.
My new pharmacy.
Oh.
Trump RX.
Yeah, I saw that.
Trump RX.
Yeah.
What?
Launching it, yeah.
The drugs you can get, but so much cheaper.
Yeah, that's Trump RX.
And unlike knockoff labubus, you don't need to meet me under an overpass, do you, JB?
Well, okay, that was that one time, sir.
Not a podcast.
No, we're not a podcast.
Trump RX. And soon, starting next year, in the birthday of our wonderful country, 250 years for this country.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be able to pay with the new Trump $1 coin. Have you seen this thing? It's beautiful.
Yes.
I've seen it.
$1.
It's a thing. That's right. That's all you need.
Yeah, the new Trump $1 coin. It's next year.
They will be minting at my face on the $1 coin.
Yes, I've seen this.
Trump dollar.
Yeah.
So beautiful. So beautiful.
Holding the fist up.
And perfect for people that still use coins.
Right.
We love that. So very exciting.
So many coin users.
Coinstar.
You will be one, sir.
And Ma, I finally got my face on the $1 bill.
There you go.
Thank you, Texas.
There he is.
Not a podcast.
Not a podcast.
Life of a showgirl.
Showgirl.
Trump coin.
Yes, sir.
Trump dollar.
Okay.
Okay over there?
MAGA.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.